Does the corridor swath go all the way over to the edge of, for example, the city of Waco?
Yes, sir.
And the edge
east and west, I believe.
And the edge of the city of Temple?
Yes, sir.
And the edge of the city of Dallas. So if I had a Dallas County City Council member such as Sandy Grayson alleging that the corridor will divert traffic away from Dallas, that would be an inaccurate statement.
Decision hasn't been made yet.
The route, could be right up to Senator Royce West's backyard.
Yes, sir, it could.
And it could be right through Senator Kip Averett's farm. And it could be right at the edge of the city of Temple. And it could be no further than State Highway 130 is to Austin right now.
The only preclusion, Chairman, that we've gotten so far, there are certain environmental issues that we've considered to be hands-off. And so if you look at the second iteration that we're going out in public meetings now, you can see that the potential corridors have been snaked through there to miss certain environmentally sensitive issues. But beyond that, pretty much everything's still on the table.
So an allegation at this point in time that this corridor is going to divert trade away from the traditional, and I see it's now become historic, NAFTA trade route.
Might be a
bit of a stretch.
Yes, sir.